history of Thanksgiving and more after this top of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A pair of storms may make it tough for some people to get to Thanksgiving dinner or home after.
The forecast calls for heavy snow, rain, and powerful winds from California to Chicago and the upper Midwest. Here in Chicago today, wind gusts forecasted up to 60 miles per hour. We're going to have to see how that impacts air travel. The National Weather Service says a bomb cyclone is headed for Northern California and Southern Oregon, a weather event perhaps not seen in 20 years.
Fox's Matt Finn. A Marine deserter wanted for murder is arrested.
Michael Brown is charged with second-degree murder in the death of a man described as his mother's boyfriend. After more than 2 weeks on the run, Brown, who was 22, was caught by U.S. Marshals in a home in Franklin County, Virginia. Authorities say he had deserted his post at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina last month.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. At least five people are killed in a high-rise apartment building fire in Minneapolis. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
On this big travel day, we have a frontal system moving through our state today, part of the big storm that will affect so much holiday air travel on this Thanksgiving Eve. For us, risk of showers and thunderstorms continues through the morning hours, through about midday before exiting the area, high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, low 47. Tomorrow, a great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid 70s. Iron Bowl Saturday. Risk of showers during the game, but I think it's a small risk. Temperatures into the 70s, then strong to severe storms possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site yesterday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. His funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. I'm Julia Brooks. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Song brings back memories. Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. My co-host Jack Campbell had to step out today. Wasn't feeling well, but he should be back on Monday. Long, long weekend with Thanksgiving, the Iron Bowl, so much going on. In-house with me is April Marie Fogle. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. But April Marie brought to my attention a little bit of history about Thanksgiving. Now, we know the kind of the general history of the Native Americans, Indians, and the Pilgrims, these sorts of things. But you actually have the angle of when this became a national holiday. And it's back during the time of Honest Abe. I've the best president ever, maybe even better than Abraham Lincoln. I don't know about that, but even better than Abe Lincoln.
Yeah. So before I go into this, I do have to correct myself and say it is not that fine. Was the Supreme Court decided it was not for per day, so the city of Birmingham will only have to pay $25,000.
This is for covering up that Confederate statue.
Mm-hmm. So from there we go to Sarah Josephina Hale, who lived from 1788 to 1879. Mm-hmm. She is best known for. Are you ready for this? She wrote the nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Which later became a great blues song performed by Buddy Guy.
You are full of information.
Oh, I'm full of something.
Okay, so Sarah Hale, she was a writer, mm-hmm. and she decided to use her persuasive writings. This is according to womenhistory.org, Women in History. She used her persuasive writings to support the creation of Thanksgiving as a holiday. Beginning in 1846, she charged the president and other politicians to create the holiday. Most of those requests were ignored. They were like, yeah, whatever. But then Lincoln realized that while the nation was in the middle of the Civil War.
Yeah, this is in the middle of the Civil War.
Wow. It would be a good thing to give Thanksgiving. And so that is when we created this holiday, a National Day of Thanksgiving and Praise. And she died, it looks like, just a couple years later. It says Hale retired as editor in 1877, died 2 years later.
Oh, 92 years old. Wow.
Yeah. So, but I take it back. The Thanksgiving holiday was created in 1863. Now, I think this is a pretty cool story. This is a pretty cool story of a woman getting mm-hmm. being active. Now, what's ironic about this, okay, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is that this woman wrote her politicians asking for a day of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. asking for this to be a holiday. But then she was opposed to the women's suffrage movement. She opposed it. She said women should be at home. That politics will just distract us from our main responsibilities as mothers and wives.
Well, so, I obviously don't agree with that, but I think also sometimes the idea of, oh, so you're just a mom? What the hell does that mean?
Just a mom. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, like all the moms I know work their tails off.
Just a anything.
And really, what is it? The most important age is kind of like to teach manners. It's like 4, 6,
so
that area.
So basically the first 3 years are hardwiring their brain for trust, security, attachment is what they call it, the attachment theory. Yeah. And then the next few years, they absorb everything. And so they're really learning by, children are learning by watching, they're learning by
modeling.
Doing.
Yeah.
They're the modeling. And so these first years are critical, and being a parent is hard. You know, I have three children. I've got one year old who just turned one, 3 year old and 6 year old, and so I understand the emphasis on motherhood and on women being at home. But I tell my daughter all the time, if I ask her, I'll say, "What's my favorite thing?" And what makes me laugh is since the baby's been born, she will say, "Your favorite thing is naps," because whenever a sitter comes over, I take advantage and take a nap. Because he's still not sleeping through the night.
Right.
But then I'll say, "No, that's not my favorite thing." She'll go, "Snuggles." And I'm like, "Yay, I love snuggles." But then I make it clear to her that my favorite things to do, and they're tied, are A, read books. I love to read books. I'm obsessed with them. And B, work. I love the opportunity to be involved in the political arena,
sure.
to have my opinions heard, to talk to lawmakers about what I think is important. And I want her to understand that women can do both, that we can be good mothers and be great in the workforce, strong in the workforce.
Right, and you said earlier you wouldn't be described as a feminist, and actually a lot of American women who I think are independent-minded, who do believe in working and being a mother, all these things, being, you know, having rights and, you know, being respected as they should, wouldn't describe themselves as feminist either. It's an interesting thing.
The liberals have really ruined that term for me, because when I think feminist, I think an angry woman.
Mm.
I think a woman who doesn't believe in gender roles. I think that's the biggest reason I wouldn't define myself as a feminist, is because most feminists don't believe in gender roles. And I love gender roles. I want to raise I've got two little boys, and I want to raise strong men who understand that is their responsibility to care for the women in their lives, to be protectors and providers. And a lot of feminists don't believe that. And I'm 38 years old and unmarried, and I have always said, you know, that I can't date a man who's not a strong man who believes strongly in gender roles, because I will walk all over you, and I need a man who I can promise to love, honor, cherish, and obey. I need a head of my household, because otherwise I will default to that, and nobody wants to live with me under those circumstances. But
luckily, one of the last venues where you still have absolute free choice, you can discriminate however you want, is when it comes to dating,
dating,
partnering up, these sorts of things.
Yeah, So Sarah Hale was very big into gender roles, but she also brought us the Thanksgiving holiday, and I love that.
Well, and also, I want to revisit this idea of feminism, because there's an element to not just feminism, but generally our politics, and I brought this up earlier. I'm thankful. Number one, I'm thankful for this opportunity to do this show. This has been what I've partly been working towards for 8 years now. And now to have this opportunity in the morning, 3 hours a day with Jack Campbell, with so many great guests. Folks, check out the first hour of the Monday show, the podcast. You can go to newstalk931.com. We had Jeff Sessions, former attorney general, former senator.
Oh, that's cool. Was he here in studio?
No, he called in, but he talked to us for about 30 minutes. He was mostly focused on the shooting and killing of Big John Williams, Sheriff Big John. And by the way, I'm not going to go into that story today. I'm just mentioning it because, you know, Senator Sessions brought it up on Monday. You can check out the podcast, Hour One. I will say I am hearing, for folks out there who are talking on the street about what happened with Big John Williams, the sheriff, and all the stuff that's out there, all the scuttlebutt, I've heard it. But I don't think it's responsible to bring it up on the airwaves. And that's not a reference to any other talk show. I don't listen to other talk shows. I'm saying when it comes to a situation like what happened in Lowndes County, we got to take that responsible. I'm all fine with people in their everyday lives talking about, okay, here's what happened, but we'll figure it out. There are apparently a lot of people there. There were cameras on the spot. Like, we'll see. And it's a terrible, terrible situation, tragic situation in so many ways. But also, yesterday, we had an incredible time with Tommy Tuberville, Coach Tuberville, here on, you know, Thanksgiving week, Iron Bowl week. He's running for Senate as well. Hope to get Bradley Byrne in here soon. We've already talked to John Merrill, Secretary of State here for Alabama, several times. And that's one part of the show that I love. I also love being able to stretch my legs more than an hour, really get into topics. I'm just so thankful for the show. But I'm also very thankful. This is why I brought up the feminism thing. Very thankful that we have a country so rich, a country so wealthy, a country relative to history and any other country really on earth that's so free. We have it so good, essentially, folks, that what we complain about most of the time, not all the time, like the Big John situation calls for, But most of the time, what we're complaining about, in my mind, is not the biggest deal in the world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We should be very thankful for
very
that.
Very frequently, that's the truth.
And it's like, for instance, I'm not picking on feminism, but you'll see this. I like the feminism that I'm empowered. I can do what I want. Like, I am an independent, strong person, and I can figure out my own way.
I can make choices and be unique. And
these sorts of things.
Yeah, I tried to empower my daughter that way, but I still wouldn't call it feminism.
Right. But it might have been called that years ago.
Right.
Now it's become almost petty, and it's always whining and complaining.
So
for instance, have you heard about manspreading?
Yes. Please don't sit that way. That is offensive to me. Go F yourself. Earlier we were discussing women cussing. I hate it. Here's the thing, and here's the other thing is, I feel like we, you know, there is a, for every action, there's a reaction, right?
Right.
And so women have gone so far in the, I am offended by everything you do and say, that women, some women have gone so far in that women like me who appreciate a man who opens a door, who appreciates a colleague who pays me a compliment on a day where I put makeup on my face or wear cute shoes. Women like us are disenfranchised by the women who say they find that offensive, because I don't find that offensive. If I roll myself out of bed an extra 30 minutes early to do my hair and makeup, I want every person I see to comment on that.
Well, also, did you see the impeachment hearings? People were claiming that the Republicans were mansplaining to Fiona Hill, for instance, or they were being mean to former Ambassador Yovanovitch. And I'm like, give me a break. These are career women at top levels of government. I highly doubt they're delicate little flowers.
Right.
Give me a break. And they know how to hold their own, and God love them for it.
There are times in which there is mansplaining is a thing, but other times, again, I find it a product of men have biologically are different. I know this is going to offend somebody.
Really?
I don't care if it offends somebody. But men are biologically different, right? And
yes.
Your brains work a different way, and you have to stop more testosterone than women.
Mm-hmm.
And men like to be strong, proud. It's genetically inherently a thing. And so at times, maybe not necessarily in the impeachment trial, but when men are, quote, mansplaining using the feminist version, what they're actually doing is they're showing that they have knowledge, that they know something, that they're strong, that they're empowered.
Especially congressmen.
Yes. And like, so
that's what they do.
I'm okay with that. You're like a peacock showing your feathers.
Right.
I get it. Like,
you know, the biggest change I've made in my own life, really thinking about this, is I thought it was good to think of myself as harmless.
Okay.
It's not good. That is not a good... You don't want to think of yourself like that, folks, especially young men out there, because you're not harmless, number one.
Right.
You don't underestimate. You can do bad things. And also, you need to understand how people view you. And so, especially if you're you might think of yourself as harmless, and when I said that thing, that wasn't threatening. No, you are quite capable of doing all sorts of terrible things and quite capable of being harmful when it's necessary.
Right.
And you should be ready to defend yourself, whether by force or by, you know, rhetoric, these sorts of things. And that's a big change that's happened, say, in the last 5 years to me. I always thought, if I'm just harmless and nice.
Right.
Everybody will like, no. It comes across as weak. It comes across as like you don't know what you're doing, and you're not willing to stand up for yourself.
I am raising my two boys, and I'm going to raise them as soon as they are able to handle firearms. I'm going to raise them to open doors and pull out chairs and to ma'am people. And I'm going to raise them to be strong men who recognize that their place is to protect and provide for the women that they care for. And if they meet a woman and they fall in love with a woman who finds this offensive, first off, I'm going to be really ticked off. But secondly, they can alter their behavior. But I want them to err on the side of being good men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are not men who are bullies, not men. I don't want them to be bullies.
Let's not confuse it with machismo. You don't need to be Hulk Hogan or Macho Man.
Or aggressive necessarily.
Right.
But I don't see all aggression as a bad thing. I think there is a time and a place for male aggression and for boys to be boys. And I know that is the societal.
You didn't see that Gillette ad.
It's just terrible. But no, there is a time and a place for boys to be boys.
Right.
And I want boys to be to grow up to be men, strong men.
Well, and I'm just thankful in general. We've got focused on sort of the gender roles thing and men and women, and that's really a hot topic. It has been for several years now. It's fascinating to me, and I guess it always will be a topic. I remember being a kid. my parents, you know, we had a cupboard in the living room that had all the board games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had the regular board games like Monopoly and Sorry and all sorts of stuff. Risk. I love Risk. But one of the games I had in there that only the adults played, and I didn't know what the hell was this, Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember those
books. So this has, like, been going on for decades and decades. You can actually, one of my favorite writers, H.L. Mencken, he has sections in his, like, his books that are all about women, these sorts of things. Like, this has been an ongoing conversation for quite some time.
Well, clearly, since Lincoln was president, this woman was big into gender roles. But again, she got us the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday and Friday, and I'm very excited about this. And thank you, Sarah Hale.
I like having the day off.
Even if you weren't for me voting or being on the side of the radio, Mike, I still appreciate a good holiday.
Let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing great, Sam. How are you?
Hello, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, Joey, you and your guests, y'all got a great role going, and I'm enjoying the show, and want to wish you happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And, right on, man. And also, I wanted to go back to the nursery rhyme about Mary. Mary had the little lamb,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor fainted, I believe, is the part of it.
That's funny.
Well done. Okay, well done. That's some gentle comedy there, Dave. Dad.
Yeah, let me get off. Well, I'm on a high note.
Wait, are you a dad?
That is a great dad joke.
Oh, I've got terrible jokes about that. See, I was in the Army 22 years, and I don't claim to have any. Oh, you're welcome. I don't claim to have any children here on this continent.
None that you know about.
Overseas, I don't know.
What continent?
No, I'm not a dad.
Well, but you got the dad jokes, as do I, so.
That's right. Like I said, I'm enjoying the show, and I wish y'all well.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Sam.
All right.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. It's treating this like a Friday. We're right on the eve of a big holiday, Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, whatever you want to call it. Iron Bowl coming up. I'm pumped for that. Get them pumped for also on Saturday, that reissue of Prince's 1999, but that's just a personal joy of mine. I love that stuff. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Earlier I mentioned Dan Black Studios brought you the first hour of News and Views. Let's talk about them a little bit again. You know, we had so many family get-together videos, whether birthdays or Christmas or sporting events, myself or my brother playing, or just all sorts of things that you don't even remember. But as soon as you see the video, you're like, oh, yeah, I was that weird little kid. And I'm not that different anymore. And now we took the time and we preserved those tapes and brought them into the digital future. Now have them on DVD, have them in a digital format. That's exactly what Dan Black Studios can do for you folks. And it's a great idea for Christmas, because what are you going to get the parents and the grandparents who have everything? I mean, you could get them a gift card. I'm sure they'd appreciate $50 to Amazon. But it's not the same type of appreciation if you present them with, like, look, all these videos. Look at when we were young. Look at when we were young. We were having so much fun. Do you remember those times? And you can reminisce together. Give them the gift of nostalgia. It's a great idea for Christmas. Take advantage. You're running out of time. November's almost up. 50% off for all News and Views listeners for tape to DVD transfer. So call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036. 279-6036. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to television commercial training, video production, video editing. So you can bring in raw video footage. They'll do the editing work for you, which is an art, not just a science. Editing is quite a thing to behold when somebody's really good at it. So when you're thinking of video services at all, whether it's preserving old memories and old tapes, even reel-to-reel, going that far back. There's clips of my dad as a kid. Man, he was a hellion as a kid. Rapscallion. He was.
I don't want the videos of me as a child switched over to where people can see it.
Somebody, whoever has that footage, get it preserved at Dan Black to show it to April Marie.
It's absolutely. I have no idea why, but my sister and I decided to do this thing where she, like, lifted me up on her legs, and then I'd, like, climb up and sit on her feet, and we'd sing songs, and some things are just best left in VHS form, and they're not even, like, the real VHS. They're, like, the tiny cassettes that fit into the
video. No, somebody needs to preserve that for you. That's too good, the way you describe
it. It's just ridiculous.
Check out Dan Black Studios, sponsor of News and Views. 279-6036 is their number. More News and Views when we come back. Joey Clark, April Marie Fogle. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
What a very special time for me as I place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Mr. Sandman. What happens when Black Friday and a store closing meet? Amazing discounts on over 50 mattress models from Beautyrest, Serta, Diamond, and other great factories, as well as a large selection of beds and headboards in all sizes. Bargains are available in Millbrook and Montgomery. Sale prices are good now through December 10th, our final day in Millbrook. All Millbrook purchases must be picked up or delivered by December 22nd. We have great buys on adjustable bases, pillows, and miscellaneous bedroom furniture. If you don't want a floor sample, fresh inventory is available at discounts off our normal sale prices. But please, folks, if you see something you want, don't expect it to be there later. Inventory is shrinking rapidly. All Mr. Sandman stores will be closed Wednesday and Thursday for Thanksgiving and will reopen at 10 Friday. It's a fabulous time to get that new mattress you've needed for so long. In Montgomery, we're across from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14 next to the Citgo station. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. This is not great for radio, but I have to mention it, April Marie.
All right.
I don't know if you can see
Are you
this.
Looking at that picture?
Yes.
It's been on my Twitter feed all morning. What do you think
Trump
I've been over here looking
it out.
At?
Yeah. Somebody superimposed
Trump. Again, with how freaking obnoxious.
It's great. It's fantastic.
For the love of all this holy.
What we're arguing about, folks, I don't even know what boxer... But somebody superimposed Trump's face and head and did a pretty darn good Photoshop job of doing it. and it's like this swole, just super fit boxer with a championship belt title around his waist posing.
I got nothing.
Oh, my God.
I have nothing.
It's so funny. This is where you and I vehemently disagree.
I do disagree. This is not presidential behavior.
Oh, there's no such thing.
There should be decorum.
You know what presidential behavior is? I can act very presidential. Trump actually said this at the Texas rally he did a month or so
ago. Oh, did he?
He said, I can act very presidential. You just act like a stiff. He actually said that.
That's hysterical.
And he backed up from the mic and he walked like very...
That is so funny.
And he started waving like the queen. Hello, my fellow Americans. It's so good to be here in Texas. Are you having a good time? Like, he really... It was hilarious.
I just find his personality
he's a New York a-hole. That's what he is. But, some
of my best friends are, well, not New York a-holes or a-holes. I get it. I kind of understand that mentality. And as long as he keeps, in my opinion, pissing off the right people, maybe you're the right people, April Marie. I don't know.
I love that caller thought I was a Democrat.
Yeah, no way you're a Democrat.
I am so a Democrat. I love my Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
No, small government, fiscal accountability.
That's so funny. That's so funny. And, you know, we keep forgetting, because of the impeachment, as well as all this stuff with the Horowitz report coming out, I keep forgetting that there's actually a presidential campaign going on right now.
Well, you know why? It's because there are no Democrat candidates that are, like, worth talking about. They're just...
it's terrible.
It is terrible.
Like, Elizabeth Warren, oh, God.
Oh, she's tanking just, in the polls, thankfully.
And I know it's sexist of me to say, but she's just not likable. The more you hear her talk, see, I'm like, oh, my God.
It's not sexist of you to say. She's an unlikable person that has nothing to do with the fact she's a woman. She's just unlikable.
Whereas I find Amy Klobuchar very likable. I don't agree with Amy Klobuchar, but I'm like, yeah, I could sit down and talk to Amy.
You could hang out with her.
She's kind of got that Midwestern charm. Like, she seems, you know, very unassuming, these sort of things. So I can hang out with her and get along.
The Democrats need more women who are approachable.
Yeah.
They're really lacking in
that. What about Harris, Senator Harris? You find her unlikable?
I find her unlikable.
Yeah, likewise. To quote the great Jim Ross of AEW wrestling, she's all sizzle without the steak.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I would really like there to be more likable Democrat women, but unfortunately, there are not. You've got Nancy Worley here in Alabama. She's all sorts of likable.
Oh, sure. Do you like?
Can she please go away?
Do you like Marianne Williamson?
Which one? I don't know who that is.
She's the one who's written all these self-help books.
Is she a candidate for president?
Yeah, she's the one that is like all into this. Like, she talked about in one of her tweets that if you are really hateful or feeling animus for somebody.
I have seen her stuff.
You need to imagine yourself pouring divine buckets of love all over them.
Yeah, she's an absolute nut. She is a nut.
She's unorthodox, I'll give you that. But actually, I've listened to her and heard people who've worked with her. She's very easy to put in the crazy box. Don't get me wrong. But from what I've heard from folks who've actually worked with her, she's actually very insightful.
Okay.
And has helped a lot of people.
Is that if you are into New Agey crystal healing?
Maybe.
Sunshine.
You go that far, I'm sure.
Whatever.
But no, the stuff I've heard is like, you know, people that are like, one guy helped ghostwrite one of her books.
Okay.
And he said they're doing the normal work day, and she just stops all of a sudden and goes, you having a bad day? What's you want to talk about it? Like, and he's like, yes, I am. Like, she's very insightful, very keen.
She's intuitive.
Yeah,
what you're
very
saying.
Intuitive.
She's intuitive.
And like, I don't agree with her on a lot, but she does come across as crazy and kooky as she is. She comes across
as genuine.
Yeah,
they need more genuine people in their party.
And whereas I don't like Bernie Sanders, but Bernie has always been kind of a cranky old man,
even when in his
20s.
Cranky. Biden is. I actually would hang out with Biden.
Sure.
I.
Though lately, Joe is crumbling under the pressure, and he's now starting to... Lindsey, I thought you were my friend, Lindsey Graham.
You know who Joe reminds me of? He reminds me of Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush should have done better in his campaign than he did, but he tanked. Now, that said, I wouldn't have supported Jeb Bush, even though I like him as a person, for president because of his immigration stance, but Biden, as a person, I like.
Right, yeah. I think Joe, he's one of these old good-timers, but he's never been a good presidential candidate. It's not a surprise he's not doing well. He's never been that good at presidential.
I still think he's going to be one of the top people because the rest of them are imploding slowly but surely.
Well, yeah, and you throw in Bloomberg, he's not real likable.
No.
He's really rough. You can say that he's been successful. He's a very smart man, but like, he's not a likable guy. And I think a lot of the stuff he did in New York City is too over the top and heavy-handed.
Come on, let's ban some sodas.
Right.
You, sir, are not allowed to have that Red Bull.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
And also, he's apologizing for stop and frisk, and he still wants to take all the guns away. Well, pick one, Michael.
I'm not okay with that. But here's the thing. Nobody can defeat Trump.
True.
As unlikable as he is, I will vote for him again.
Yeah.
Well, to be president
I like him a lot. She's so entertaining.
I will vote for him too.
He's the first presidential candidate that actually makes me laugh on a daily basis.
And this is a positive?
Yes.
This is a...
See, I don't like the...
I think you like him just because you do his voice so well.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's part of it.
Can we find our friend who gave you the Donald Trump pen and ask her to
Janet?
Bring me one? Janet, I didn't want a Donald Trump pen. That's really nifty.
April Marie wants one. Janet.
If you're listening.
The word's been put out. Let's go to the phones real quick. Talk to Dwayne. Dwayne, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Dwayne. I've never called a show before, and I listen to talk radio all the time.
Yes, sir.
But I just wanted to go back to what you were talking about earlier. I'm sorry about that. I know you're talking about something else.
No, sure. Go wherever you want. We're almost off. It's the holidays.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Go wherever you like.
The lady was talking about her children and raising her boys up and all that.
Yeah.
I have three kids. I have a daughter and two boys, and... But they were raised all differently, but they all have the greatest manners in the world, and I wish that I brag about kids all the time, which gets me in trouble sometimes, but I wish all kids were like my children now. They're not children anymore, of course. My daughter's 34, my son is 30, and my youngest one is 22, so we had a young one later in life. Of course, we raised all three of them differently. We couldn't raise them all the same, but I just wanted to say that I wanted to refer to the lady there raising her kids. My children all have great manners. They all have tempers too, because they won't put up with anything.
My baby has a temper.
Yeah.
I never knew a child to be born with one. My 1 year old, he will yell at you. At 1 year old, he is I still nurse him, and he will legit, like, if I'm like, I'm going to give you a cup instead of nurse you, he is like,
yeah. My wife did the same. She nursed all three of our kids, and but it's, you know, probably nursed them a little bit longer than should have, but she did. And, you know, I just wanted to comment on that you can raise your kids. You can know where they're at all the time. Some people say you can't, but you can.
I think you can.
And you just have to, they have to be your first priority in life. Now, I have had numerous jobs, but I always had a phone. I could contact the house, and my wife had trouble with the kids. Wherever I was at, I could get on to them on the phone, and they knew they were going to get in trouble when I got home, too. But, I mean, I just wanted to comment on that.
Well, thank you for calling in.
This is your first time ever calling a radio show?
I'm going to do my best to...
Well, Dwayne, I'm happy you called, and it's a great call. Yeah, I'm learning more and more. I'm like your son. I'm 30. I'll be 31 on Sunday. And people told me my mind, literally the way I would think, would start to change around this time, and it's true. Like, this conversation about children, when I was 25, I'd be like, oh, God, no. Like, that would just be my reaction. Now it's like, well, this is interesting. And I don't have children yet, but I find it fascinating. And this is part of growing up, I suppose.
So I am one of those weird women who, especially from my generation, I think, but my entire life, if you ever asked me what I wanted to be, and, you know, kids will say astronaut or doctor or lawyer or policeman, I always, from the very first day I can remember, wanted to be a mom.
Oh, wow.
And no matter what I did in life, people would say, well, what is your goal? I want to be a mom. I always said wife and mother. I didn't quite get the first one right, but mom, that was my thing. And so, so of course I've adopted my way of thinking, but I think you're right, sir. We have a responsibility to do the best we can with these kids and to not to just take society's word that we can't help them find their way.
Yeah. I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
I've been married for 37 years. My wife, she was a secretary for a company that's no longer in business, but she got married, and we talked about this before we got married, and after we had our children, I said I really appreciate it. I wanted her to be a stay-at-home mom, so I've been the sole supporter of. I mean, we're not rich, nothing like that. Don't get me wrong, but I've been the sole supporter for our family, and that's helped a lot. I think they don't never had to come home to an empty nest, house. I mean, I'm sorry. Not everybody could do that. Nowadays, things are different now. I never realized that. But that has helped tremendously. And I think with my children. So, I mean, my daughter, she works in Atlanta. My son works in Birmingham. My youngest one, he's married and lives in Troy. But my middle son, 6 of them, get married in February. But
Congrats.
They're both of their wives. I love them to death. And you were talking about my sons and my daughter. It don't matter where we're at. It does faze them at all. When we see each other, we go up there and we hug each other.
Yeah.
That's just normal. It don't matter where you're at, it's just natural. And
same with my
family. Love each other. Yeah, that's right. You know, it's boys, guys. My boys will hug me, my daughter will hug me, and we'll always say we love each other. And when we're apart, do the same thing. But yes, I just want to throw that in there, too.
I appreciate it, Dwayne. I really appreciate you calling. Call back again, and I appreciate you listening.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right, let's hit another break here. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the show is over. Dan Moore Show upcoming. I'll be sticking around for that. And then Thanksgiving will be right around the corner. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I eat, like, my weight in Thanksgiving food.
I eat a lot all the time anyway. I'm a growing boy, huh? Be right back. Are we going this time? Is this the 50s or 1999? All I wanted to do was play my guitar and sing.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away 4 Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, frontal system moving into southeast Alabama now, so the chance of showers are shifting into that part of the state. Today's high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 47. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. On Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid-70s. Iron Bowl Saturday,
risk of a couple of showers during the game time in Auburn, but I think the risk is rather small. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Then some strong to severe storms are possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Coming up to the close of the program here, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Joey Clark, alongside me this morning, April Murray Fogle.
Who's hungry?
I am hungry. My daughter tried to steal my breakfast this morning, and I know she was worried. Like, she's like, oh, Mama, can I have your, I had a croissant. She's like, can I have your croissant? And I looked at her and I was like, no.
I need my carbs.
Go make a bowl of cereal. I'm taking this croissant to go.
This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Mentioned them earlier. Got to mention them again. Their technicians over there, all ASE certified at the comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, downtown Montgomery. Now, you don't have to be just working downtown, though it is very convenient. They're about 2-3 blocks away from Alley Station on 38 East Jefferson Street. So if you work downtown, it's a very convenient place to take your vehicle to be serviced. But even if you work wherever in Montgomery, they have a courtesy vehicle that can take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. They also have a service truck that'll come to you to help service those outdoor vehicles, especially with hunting season going on. I believe that's still going on. They can service your four-wheelers, your side-by-sides, your tractors out there.
I don't have four-wheelers, but I want some.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
If I get some, I'll...
I have great memories riding four-wheelers.
I grew up riding them.
It's so much fun, so much fun. I had more fun doing that than actually deer hunting, I have to admit. It's a little more fast pace, but Jenkins Tire and Automotive does it all, folks. I'm thinking Jenkins. You should be thinking Jenkins. They can do a monthly checklist program where you take your vehicle in each month to help make sure your vehicle is operating correctly and running smoothly. You can also raise the hood and not be intimidated by following a few simple recommendations the folks over at Jenkins Tire and Automotive give you for owner maintenance. They can do air conditioning repairs, air filter repairs, battery replacement and repairs, belts and hoses, brake repairs. You get the point. Tire installation, balancing, tire repair, rotation, all the things. Even they'll put on new windshield wiper blades. They do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. So check them out today. You can visit them online and make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Also give them a call and make an appointment. 265-0792. 265-0792. I'm thinking Jenkins, and so should you. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, good sponsor. Proud to have them as a sponsor here of News and Views. So, again, very thankful for this program. Very thankful. It's been not only a pleasure working with Jack, but getting to know new voices. I get used to that 6 o'clock time slot, and I had certain people. You catch people in their driving patterns, these sorts of things. Right. So it's been fun bringing my perspective to a lot of the news and what's going on here. And I'm learning more and more, because it's more Jack's bailiwick, but I'm learning more and more about the local things going on. And
Jack is a fount of knowledge.
He knows everybody.
He does.
Everybody.
We went to lunch, and everyone who walked in the door.
Every time I go out to eat with that guy, we can't have a private conversation because he knows everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm learning more, and I'm actually hopeful. You know, we were talking about the controversies up in Birmingham, them covering up a Confederate statue. I just hope with the new mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, that if we're going to make changes, we do it openly, we do it honestly.
Didn't he try to get his wife a job?
Yeah.
Not a good
He was asked for input by the governor about who should be probable judge, and he mentioned his wife.
He didn't have the good sense not to mention his wife.
No, he thought, well, you know, why not? It'll work. It'll be a good synergy. Yeah, it's always good to be sleeping with the judge.
Literally, you're married. I hope you are. Hope it's not separate beds. But I hope, you know, there's going to be little bumps of the road like that. But I hope moving forward, if there are going to be any big changes, I actually have faith. I've been looking at some of the folks he's put on these steering committees, for lack of a better word. And I think it's a lot of very accomplished, talented people from all walks of life here in the city. So I have hope. But we'll watch out. I don't like taxes. I don't like, you know, wasteful government spending. I don't like big government projects, these sorts of things. I'm a little, you know, at first when the county put up that $30 million, was it, for the water park development, it's like, okay, y'all going to do this? You sure? And, you know, as the guy who just walked in and mentioned on his show, Dan Moore's show, it's not looking too great.
Stadiums, water parks, anything like that. If no one wants to come in and do it as a business.
Right. But I'm all for, say, renovating what we already have. Like, for instance, if you get a good AC system and spruce up, say, Garrett Coliseum some more, that could be a great asset.
Sell the naming rights and get a private company to do it. I hate all versions of subsidizing entertainment.
This is why I like you. I don't like your opinion on Trump's personality, but I like you because you're just a small government person.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. Yeah. If you can't entice and entice without incentives, mind you. But if you can't entice a private company to come in and invest in your community and you want to do it with taxpayer dollars, or you can't entice a business to sponsor the changes, it probably doesn't need to be done.
Right. And so we'll see where all this goes. I'm saying I have hope in the mayor. I know it's not going to be like perfect and everybody's singing kumbaya all the time. That's not how politics works. But the folks he's surrounding himself with, at least on these committees, seem like impressive folks. We'll see where it goes and we'll keep an eye on it. But there will be a lot to be seen here in this next new year. It's amazing how quick 2019 has gone. I get so caught up in the national politics because, you know, like, for instance, Dan and I talk about this all the time, the national scene with impeachment and the Horowitz report and Durham's investigation and so much more. And there's a presidential campaign. There's just so much to talk about, not to mention all the issues. That's the one thing that I get frustrated about, whether it's local here at the city, the state level, or the national level. And I was telling you this off air, did a rant about it the other day. I call it shiny object corruption. Yeah, it's corrupt. People can be corrupt. We're not perfect. And it should be called out if it can be called out effectively. But I worry, especially at, say, the national level, we're so caught up on investigations and scandals and all this stuff that we're sort of missing out on the worthwhile public arguments about policy.
See, here's what I enjoy about the Trump administration. One of the things I enjoy about the Trump administration is that while Democrats are chasing their tail and talking in circles repeatedly, his agencies are doing some cool things.
Yeah.
Like the Bureau of Land Management, which is responsible for exactly what it sounds like, right? Managing federal lands, which, in case you didn't know, the West is mainly federal lands. They're actually moving their D.C. headquarters out west.
That's wonderful.
Because why should bureaucrats who have never seen the lands they manage be hanging out in Washington, D.C.?
That's actually that's one of my favorite conservative strategies, is get it away from a central bureaucracy, spread it out around the
country.
And
so how smart is that to actually house the people who manage these lands where the lands are, where they can actually understand the people and that their decisions are responsible for? But you're not hearing what the administration is doing. Of course, we heard when Trump changed the VA so that if you had a long wait for health care, you could go to private health care. But his agencies, and on an executive level, he is doing stuff while Republicans are chasing their tails. So that is the one reason in which I say, let congressional Democrats keep firing off at the mouth, at the hip, about how terrible Trump is.
You don't have faith in Jerry Nadler? Jer Bear?
So long as his administration can continue to produce results.
No, but I will say, the one thing that we miss, though, it's great that Trump's getting stuff done, and I agree with everything you just said, but it's unfortunate. I think there is something important about when both sides are actually arguing in good faith. Doesn't happen often, but occasionally it does. And I think it helps educate the public and feel like, oh, we're actually engaged on important things. I think this sort of scandal politics divides us even more and more, and it makes you assume, oh, these are just evil SOBs on the other side of the aisle.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It is. I know of individuals who have had to say, I will not turn my TV on and just, because I, for the longest time in my adult life, I would just turn the news on in the background and it would just be what was going on, kind of like it is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is exhausting hearing nothing but negative all day, every day. And so people have had to kind of tune that out.
Well, and that's also, I think it's the last gasp of sort of the traditional way news has been put out there. I think these networks, especially cable networks, know they're not getting as much attention. Now, they're doing well under the Trump era and being negative towards Trump, but I think all the negativity is to get eyeballs, and it's they're not going to last. The news media is changing. That's why they're yelling and screaming and kicking all the way down. I think people are underestimating the power of the internet and where things are going. Don't underestimate the so-called, you know, new media that's out there. I think it's changing things a lot. Though I do believe that talk radio will be around because it's a pretty dynamic medium. Not everybody's always in their car, but, you know, we're essentially doing what now, and have been doing, what podcasters are now doing online. I think there's always room for an open, full conversation,
yeah,
these sorts of things.
People have asked me, well, if you want to do radio so much, why don't you go do a podcast? And I'm like, you clearly don't understand what I enjoy.
It's not the same thing.
Not even a little bit.
I love podcasts, but not the same
Not
thing.
Even, no.
But that does it for News and Views. April,
well,
Marie,
thank you for having me.
I'm very thankful for you being here.
And yeah, this is on my list of things I'm very professionally grateful for this year. So.
And I have to disagree with your shirt. You're not a mess.
I am a hot mess, but it's okay. I own it. Well. I own it.
Well, folks, thank you all for listening. Be back Monday at 9 a.m. with Jack Hamlin.
I'll be back sometime next... actually, no, not next week. Next week's my son's surgery.
Well,
so I'll be back sometime soon.
We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Sometime soon.
Dan Moore Show is next. Stay tuned.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariff.